7. Liabilities.
负债.
2. Differences between current liabilities and long-term liabilities. Alice is interviewing Todd for a job in the accounting department. Listen to their conversation and then fill in the blanks.
Thank you for coming in to see us, Todd. I'd just like to start by checking your accounting knowledge on liabilities.
Okay.
Can you explain the differences between long-term liabilities and current liabilities?
Current liabilities are obligations which should be paid off by using current assets or creating other current liabilities, and they should be cleared within 1 year or an operating cycle, whichever is longer. Long-term liability consists of probable future sacrifices of economic benefits arising from present obligations that are not payable within a year or the operating cycle of the company.
Could you name some current liabilities?
Yes, of course. The current liabilities we usually encounter are accounts payable, short-term notes payable, unearned revenue, and income tax payable.
Yes, could you explain some more?
3. Explaining long-term liabilities in detail. Listen to the conversation carefully and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Lee. How is the class going?
Fine. How about your accounting lesson?
Not bad. We learned some stuff about long-term liabilities today.
We've learned it already. Long-term liabilities are a kind of obligation which will be settled beyond 1 year or an operating cycle, whichever is longer. Right?
Yes. Our teacher also gave us some common examples of long-term liabilities, such as bonds payable, notes payable, some deferred income tax amounts, lease obligations, and pension obligations. The long-term liabilities that are going to mature within the current operating cycle are usually listed in the current liabilities section if payment of the obligation requires the use of current assets when we prepare the balance sheet.
Yes, I almost forgot that. Has your teacher mentioned the interest on the long-term obligation?
Yeah, we usually credit the amount of the long-term liabilities account at the time we borrow from others, and of course with the interest we plan to pay. The interest can be either paid at the end of the accounting periods or at the maturity date of the long-term liabilities. Every year, we should credit the interest payable account when we make adjusting entries. After we pay the interest to the lender, we should debit interest payable and credit cash, of course.
5. Current liabilities, items, and accounting processing. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Accounts payable to creditors. A firm seldom pays for goods and services as received. It defers payment until it receives a bill from the supplier. Then it may not pay the bill immediately, but instead accumulate it with other bills until a specified time of the month when it pays all bills. Example: October the 5th, Alex's accounting firm purchases for $25,000 on account from Ames Supply. Short-term notes payable. Promissory notes are written promises to pay a certain sum of money on a specified future date. They may arise from purchasing, financing, or other transactions. Some industries require notes, often referred to as trade notes payable, as part of the sales or purchases transaction in lieu of the normal extension of open account credit. Examples: assume that Castle National Bank agrees to lend $100,000 on March 1, 2010, to Landscape Company. Landscape records the cash received on March the 1st as follows. Advances from customers. Another current liability arises when a firm receives cash from customers for goods or services in the future. It discharges its liability, unlike the preceding ones, by delivering goods or services rather than by paying cash. When the firm discharges the liability, it should recognize revenue. Some, therefore, label this liability as unearned revenue. Example: Assume that Allstate University sells 10,000 season football tickets at $50 each for its 5-game home schedule. Allstate University records the sales of season tickets as follows. 6. Long-term liabilities and accounting processing. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Long-term liabilities, long-term debts, consists of probable future sacrifices of economic benefits arising from present obligations that are not payable within a year or the operating cycle of the company, whichever is longer. The major long-term liabilities include long-term notes and bonds. Long-term notes are notes that should be paid beyond 1 year or a normal operating cycle, whichever is longer. Example. Assume Bigelow Corporation lends Scand Imports $10,000 in exchange for a $10,000 3-year note bearing interest at 10% annually. Scand records the issuance of the note as follows. When a firm borrows funds from a lender, the firm usually issues notes. When it needs larger amounts, the firm may have to borrow from the general investing public with a bond issue. Corporations and governmental units are the usual issuers. Assume Buchanan Company issues at par 10-year term bonds with a par value of $800,000, dated January 1, 2007, and bearing interest at an annual rate of 10% payable semi-annually on January 1 and July 1. It records the following entry. Buchanan records the first semi-annual interest payment of $40,000, $800,000 times 0.10 times half, on July 1, 2007, as follows. It records accrued interest expense at December 31, 2007, year end, as follows.
Vocabulary. New words.
O.
Premise.
Current.
Obligation.
Clear.
Sacrifice.
Note.
Settle.
Defer.
Lease.
Pension.
Interest.
Credit.
Lender.
Specified.
Promissory.
Financing.
Lieu.
Extension.
Deliver.
Proceeding.
Discharge.
Bear.
Issuance.
Issuer.